open our ears to hear, our eyes to see.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us be that generation that will enter into the promise. We will not be like that generation that died off in the wilderness. But we are a generation who enter in to possess our possessions.
Amen.
In the days of our flesh.
Amen.
God bless you. Let me see that. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us be like a people that are going to move forward in the things of God. You know a treadmill? You know a treadmill? A treadmill, what people do exercises on. What do you call it? When you run on them, you know, at on the same spot.
Yeah.
A treadmill. What's the common name?
Wine press.
Not on the wine press, no? Huh? For exercises, using for exercises. A treadmill, when you run on it, you know?
Yeah.
And using it in the palestras. Okay, praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see how people run on the treadmills? No matter how fast they run, where do they go? They remain on the same spot. No matter how you try, sweat, run, you'll be there on the same spot. That is not our portion in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That is not our portion in
Jesus' name.
Our portion is that we run and we pass that line, that finish line. Amen.
Amen.
And that is where the Lord wants to get us into. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you must be bold to enter into the things that the Lord has prepared for those who love him. You must be bold. Praise God.
Amen.
You must be get ready to lay aside and leave many things that you have treasured for many years. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Paul says that those who will live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Now, have you thought of it? Why should a person live a godly life and suffer persecution? Praise God. That godly life in Christ Jesus is different from our definition of godly life. Praise God. It's not the kind of godly life that the ancients had. It's a different type of godly. We're talking of people who exercise themselves in the mystery of godliness. Everything you will hear from this pulpit is undiluted from the throne of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let us not be like people. Do you remember the story of Elijah? When Elijah sought the face of God, Elijah went 40 days journey into the wilderness and he got to Mount Horeb, and what happens? There was a mighty wind and the wind knocked down everything on his path, but God was not there. God was not what?
There.
After that, what came? An earthquake and shook everywhere. But God was not.
Yeah.
But a still small whisper came, Elijah, and God was there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
If you are carnally minded, you will think that God was there when the wind was blowing. You think that God was there when the earthquakes came. Because we are so carried away with outward signs, outward manifestations, that's why some of us get deceived again and again and again and again. Praise God. Many of us are not still sat down to hear Papa speak. Hear Papa speak. Hear the voice that says, I am. I am. I am. I am is educating you on that one life, one body, one spirit, one God, one Father. That is the I that is in all of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if the people can get a mystery of this I, they will return back into life. Hallelujah. If you stand here in this ministry and be whole with a pure mind, not a biased mind, you will be standing before the burning bush. Hallelujah. And all you will ever hear from this pulpit is I am that I am. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So that when you walk out of here, I am will walk through you.
Amen.
And anybody who comes through your path will hear that voice, I am. And that person will be delivered.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is the workings of God. He wants to reveal the mystery of divinity. You are not children of the dust. You are not mortals. You are sons of God, whose origin is from eternity. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't let this word sound so hard, so difficult to you. Receive them with gratitude. Hallelujah. Paul says that we should not henceforth not walk anymore like the Gentiles, who walk in the vanity of their minds, having their understandings darkened, being what? Alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. The Gentile is not the person that smokes a cigarette. The Gentile is not the one that takes a beer. Amen.
Amen.
The Gentile is not the one that has a divorce. I want people to have judgment, to righteous judgment. The Gentile is the one who is separated in his mind from the life of God. The ministry of Christ comes to destroy the wall of partition that has been erased in the hearts of men from the days of the fall. So that once more you can have your being in Him. You can walk in Him, live in Him, breathe in Him, because He is your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is your life. If you can hear the voice of the Spirit, you will be waking up out of the grave. Hallelujah. You will be coming out of mortality and entering into a dimension of timelessness. And Jesus Christ said, some of you here will not die. That is the word of the Lord. Some of you here will not die. Hallelujah. And that is the ministry that the Lord has committed in my hands, brethren. And it's the ministry that the Lord is committing into your hands today. Hallelujah. Able ministers of the gospel. Hallelujah. Revealing the mystery of immortality and life. For it is written that truth is appearing. He has brought to light immortality and life. What is the immortality? It's in you. It is the Christ in
you.
Hallelujah. That is all you will ever need to know and to have. Hallelujah. Because when you walk in this reality, knowing that I and my Father God are one indivisible entity, when you know that I, my Father God, am married in one throughout eternities, death is abolished forever.
Amen.
And the good of the land will flow to you like a stream. The desert will be turned into blossoming gardens. Hallelujah. The arid lands, brooks of living water. Hallelujah, say the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to bring a people who shall declare His glory in the midst of the earth, and it is you. And now is the time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now is the time.
Amen.
Praise God. Today I'm going to share on the marriage supper of the Lamb. The marriage supper of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
If you've read too many big books, you better just be keeping them aside now, because you'll hear some talks today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
When the word comes, it always comes like a shocker. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. God bless you.
Amen.
Alright, that's right. Praise God. Last week, I talked before my brother came up to share. I spoke briefly on the 10 virgins, praise God. And I made it clear that the 10 virgins had a call. They were called, praise God. There was a call at midnight, praise God. And you see, that is not the only parable on marriage that Jesus gave. Because I told you, marriage is simply a union between a man and a woman, praise God, and they become one. One flesh, hallelujah. But I want us to understand that it is written that the invisible things of God are being understood by the things that are seen. God's realm is what? Invisible. Talk with me to the book of Romans chapter 1 verse 20. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Are you there?
Yes.
Can you give the mic to Sister Ofiema?
Romans 1:20. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Romans 1:20 said, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and goodness, on that are without excuse.
Stop there. Amen. Can you stop there? Amen.
Amen.
When you walk upon the earth, brethren, listen to me. This, I'm telling you secrets now. What you see in this natural creation, praise God, they are simply parables and pointers to the invisible things of God. Everything you see, but everything you see in this natural realm has no meaning except you understand the connection between that thing and God's invisible kingdom. Jesus Christ knew the secret. That's why he gave parables. The parables of Jesus, do you see them in the Bible? Do you see them in the Old Testament? No. He knew that the things that are seen were parables in motion, speaking about the invisible attributes of God. Praise God. So when I begin to speak about marriage, some of us have a limited knowledge of marriage. Amen. Praise God. Marriage does not end with you having a husband and a wife here on earth and living happily ever after. It's much higher than that. Amen. It's much what? Higher than that. There is a deeper revelation in marriage. Praise God. And you can understand this revelation when you stand and observe the natural marriage. Praise God. That is why the church is referred to as the bride. Hallelujah. And why is this marriage important? Because man, the bride and the bridegroom. Who's the bridegroom? Who's the bridegroom?
The bridegroom is
Christ.
The two of us that know, we're not going to shake this here. You shake this one, make you not talk to that lion. The bride and the bride. Who is the bridegroom?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. No fear. Hallelujah. There's a bride. Praise God. And you have the bride. Praise God. And they are what? The two of them, when they marry, they become one. Isn't it?
Yes.
The two shall be
one.
Praise God. So you can see at midnight there is a call, hallelujah, a call that comes to call God's virgins, the bride, back into union with the Lord, hallelujah. Because I explained to you that midnight is a turning away from the dark unto the day. When you pass midnight, you are entering into the day. It's the dawning of what? A new day. It is the resurrection. Praise God. And what is the resurrection? I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection. The resurrection is your awakening to the reality of who you are. It's the awakening to the Christ that is in you. That is the resurrection. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The resurrection is not a future event that occurs tomorrow when the graveyard is open. You see, if you don't know men are already in their graves. The grave speaks of spiritual ignorance, darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when what you are hearing now is the trumpet, is the voice of the Lord, that same trumpet that says, Lazarus, come forth, it's a voice, a clear tone, calling the sons of God back to life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you begin to recognize the voice of your shepherd, you begin to awaken from your material consciousness. You begin to awaken from the dust. Praise God, because like I said, the problem with man today is that man walks in a mistaken identity. Your eye gets clear. When you walk as an ordinary mortal, your eye gets clear. Praise God, you are alienated from the life of God. But when you are awake, you will know what Christ says, that I am the resurrection. There is one life. Hallelujah. And we are being joined to that one life in what is called marriage. The two shall be one. One flesh means one body, one spirit. It's a union, divine union that endures for eternity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, in marriage, look at marriage, for example. When a man marries a woman, what happens to the woman? She leaves her origins. She leaves everything, isn't it? And she becomes united with her
husband.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they say, for better or for worse. For better, amen. In the things of the spirit is for better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I know what's there in the things of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And when they get married, what happens? Have you observed? She inherits a new name. Have you heard of the new name before? See, the old name is what is erased. It's taken away, and she now inherits a new name. And what is the new name she inherits?
Husband.
The husband, hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what the Bible says? So him that overcomes will I give a new
name.
What is the new name? It's the name that is above all names. And that is the name of the Father. Oh please, God, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, but how can the name of God mean? Praise God, you see how far we have gone away from the truth? Hallelujah. If you look through the Bible in the book of Revelation chapter 14, when God showed the church, the virgin church, hallelujah, 144,000 having the name of what? The Father. In the last chapter of Revelation, it speaks again that the servants of God save God day and night, and they have the name of the Father written on their forehead. Meaning these ones walk in the name of God. That is my our inheritance forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He says, I am your great reward. I am your excellent reward. I am your crown of glory. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This is the revelation that takes us into the new day. Praise God. Have you heard of the day of the Lord? I'm here on the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord. This revelation takes us into the day of the Lord. Praise God. Because in this day, there is only one, and that is the Lord and the Lord alone. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see, you know, we've been so indoctrinated over the years. You know what we do when we pray? Amen. You know what we do when we pray? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Why? Because Jesus Christ says, in my name, whatever you ask shall be done. In my name, you shall, you know, they shall do great works. But what does it mean, in my name? He's speaking about a people who walk in that name. Who move in that name. Are you listening to me? It's the people who have the name inscribed upon them. These are people who are married to the Lord. When you are married to the Lord, you now walk in that name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And let me tell you, the celestial model of marriage, the woman does not speak. The woman remains silent. It's only the man that can speak. Praise God. Of course, you cannot apply these things to the natural world. We're talking of spiritual truths here. Paul says that the woman should remain what? Silent. What does that mean? We have a head. And who's our head?
Yes.
Meaning that we don't, our head is the Christ. When we speak, is the head that is speaking. Do you understand what he says? It's no longer I, but my husband. It's no longer I, but that Christ that speaks. Hallelujah. We come to a realm that when we meet here, we're not coming to meet with mortal people, we're not meeting with men. It's a congregation of the Almighty. Hallelujah. You hear what our sister said? He said, the days come when people walk in here. Amen. That depends on how many people will be remaining by then. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what will be this kind of thing? People run away. They say this was too hot for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know when you're going high in the mountain, the numbers reduce. Amen. They want to see more of the clapping, more of the earthquake and thunders and all that. Amen. And when they come and they don't see, they say, God, not be here. I'm sorry. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm saying this is to encourage you. Hallelujah. Let your heart be like the heart that the good seed will fall. Don't let Satan deceive you. You know what? You know the work of Satan is to hide this mystery from you. Satan doesn't go about with fork and knife and like we all. Satan is a spirit of this world that hides the mystery of Christ in you. He shields you from the reality that you are the glory of God. That is Satan. Any spirit that will not confess that Christ has come in you is the spirit of the devil. That is the spirit that deceives men day and night. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. We are always learning, but we're never coming to the knowledge of the fact that we are one with our Father God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what you are seeing today, God is inviting us to a marriage feast. Praise God. Let's open to the book of Revelation. From Revelation chapter 19. 19 from verse 5. We are going to read a bit from verse 5 to 10. Revelation chapter 19 from verse 5 to 10.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Then a voice came from the throne saying, praise our God, all you his servants, and those who fear him, both small and great. 6. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thunder, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to eat was granted to be arrayed in the linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. 9. Then he said to me, write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, there are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, see that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the grace of the prophets.
Hallelujah.
Let's
sing this song together. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent praises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent praises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Hallelujah. We begin to sing that song in reality when this marriage is fulfilled in the church. Hallelujah. Praise God. The time has come for God to reign in his church. But first of all, there is an invitation to a marriage. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a call, calling the inhabitants of the earth to a union with the Lord. Now, when you read the book of Revelations, I'm giving you keys here, listen. When you read the book of Revelations, Revelation is a book that is both present and continuous. Revelation is not a book that you call historical or a book that is for the future. Now is the time. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus Christ says, now. See, the time has come and now. Now is the time. Say, if you hear the voice today, harden not your heart. Not tomorrow. Praise God. Generally speaking, Revelation is called Apocalypse. It's a book that is dedicated to the unveiling of the sons of God. It's a book dedicated to the unveiling of the mystery of Christ within us. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you can see a marriage supper here. Hallelujah. And I want you to note something very carefully. That John tried to worship the angel that brought the message. There was a messenger, amen, that brought the message. John tried to worship the messenger. And what did the messenger say? Said, don't do it. I am one of your fellow brethren. Do you know a brother, an Italian brother, on Wednesday called me and he said he wants to see me, to ask me some questions. I met him at San Donato. And he now asked me the same question. This thing they call angels. Is it a fact that you preach that a man can walk as an angel? I said, yes. I showed him from scripture that you can walk as a messenger of God. Angel means a messenger. It's a servant of God. One who is dedicated to the cause of God's kingdom. When Jesus Christ speaks about he's sending his angels to gather his elect, you will never expect to see people with wings flying. If you are waiting to see someone with wings flying down here, together you'll be waiting forever. Amen?
Amen.
Open your eyes. Open your eyes, brethren. Hallelujah. God will send his messengers to you with the mystery of the kingdom. These are the angels of God, the messengers of God. Hallelujah. Because you know, at times we think so lowly of ourselves. Do you know that? At times we don't know the value of who we truly are. We don't know our value as men. But we need God to enlighten our eyes to know who we are. But the riches in glory that is embedded within this vessel. To know that glory that is in you. At times it looks too far, too high. Amen. Because of certain weaknesses we have in the flesh. See, somebody say, I got angry the other day. I cannot be like that. I'm nobody. Somebody say, well, I had a girlfriend the other day. I cannot. It does not change the truth. And listen to me. It does not change the truth. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is here to encourage you. Amen. Encourage you. And to lift you up back into that glorious state. That glorious personality that you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So we better accept it. So there's a marriage supper, an invitation. And this invitation is saying that blessed. Listen to these words. Now, you see, you have to look at the way he said. He said, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are true sayings of what? Of God. He said, blessed are those who are what? Invited. Why is he saying blessed? Because the invitation goes down and not everybody responds. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Not everybody responds to the invitation. Jesus Christ gave a parable about a banquet. You know the parable?
Yes.
About the king that was to give out his son in marriage. Amen. And what happened? He sent out many messengers to invite people to the marriage. And what did they do to them? They rejected them. Everybody had his own excuse. Somebody said he has 5 oxen, which is that's ministry. Those are the church breakers. People in the system of religion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
born again, Pentecostal, tongue speaking, fine, blah, 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 blah. Holy Ghost, blah, 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 blah. Holiness, whatever. You send the message, the invitation into a union with Christ. And look at what they will do to you. Amen.
Amen.
They turn it back. In fact, some of them know the truth, but they are so occupied with the glories of this world. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I preach in certain churches. My wife is here. She, I tell her, minister, big church came out. He called us and said, that this word that you are preaching, that he said, look, God has, God, the exact word they use, he said, God uses the foolish things of this world to confound the one. He said, look, see, this word you are preaching, do you know all the big, they don't know it? That was it. The guy was, he said, this thing, that it didn't move him. But he will still go back to his system. Amen. Because they prefer the glories of this world than the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People want a physical manifestation. Amen. People think that when a church has 1,000 members, the big name, they think that that means that God is there. He's running. Now lie. Amen. Some people think that unless you hear thunder, the thunders, I mean the wind blowing, that God is not there. Now lie. Praise God. Listen to me, Jesus Christ is popular today because he's not here today. If he was here today, they would still not accept him. Mark my word. You see, when somebody is dead and is gone in hell, they will now begin to everyone. And the way that they worship Jesus today is not the way God told them to worship Jesus. What people have done today is that they have made an idol out of the flesh of Jesus, and they are worshiping Jesus in a manner that God didn't tell them to worship. Because Jesus Christ came to show a way. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He came to show mankind a path into life. That we all, he came as a signpost saying that I am the way. But people are looking at disciples. They are still looking at disciples. And they are not understanding the message of the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am the way. God wants us to understand the I is in you. If you can recognize yourself, the way you are known of God, you are on the path into life.
Hallelujah.
He says, I am the resurrection, I am the life. He that believes in me will never die. Do you believe the Christ in you is the hope of glory? If you believe this thing and walk in reality, you will never die. Paul says, don't go to heaven. Don't try to go to heaven to bring Jesus down. Don't go to the sea to look for Jesus. He's not there. Don't go to Jerusalem. He's not there. He's here within you. It's your confession. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That will take you into a new age in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's no longer I but Christ. Henceforth, no, I know man after the flesh, but after the spirit. Because Paul was changing his confession. Paul was being conformed, was conforming himself to a new order. Hallelujah. This same Paul that was crucifying Christians and all that in the past now came and said that henceforth no I no man after the flesh but after the spirit. What did he mean by that? Do you know that if you look at a man after the flesh, you're actually looking at the nakedness of God? Oh, somebody said, but what's happening? What do you mean? You know the secret when God caused Ham, the generation of Ham? You know what they did? They look at the nakedness of their father and they were laughing. You know what that means? When you look at men after the flesh, you're actually mocking at the glory of God. I swear to God, you know, we don't use those words, but I lift up my hand to testify that I heard these words in the third heavens. When you look at a man and you look at him and recognize matter the flesh, you're actually looking at the nakedness of God. Hence, what do I know no man after the flesh, but after the
spirit?
There is only one spirit, and that spirit is the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Father, forgive them, they don't know what they are doing. Why did Jesus have the power to say that? He saw through the spirit that he knew who they are. He knew where they came from. He knew their origin. But that moment they were blinded. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Let us be humble. Praise God. Those people that received the invitation to the wedding feast, what happened? They all turned it down. Hallelujah. At times our knowledge, what we know, acts as a barrier between us and God. At times we know too much. Amen. We know too much. Amen. We have read the Bible too much and it has become a thing of pride. We are not puffed up. We think that we know more than everybody. So when the Spirit of God comes to speak, before they say A, you say ten. And people miss this invitation into life. Amen. It's an invitation into the marriage feast of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. When you are invited, we are invited to get married to the King's Son. Who's the King? The King in this parable is the Father. The Son is the Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the people, suppose somebody bought a farm, these are people who are earthly minded. Hallelujah. They don't have excuses. Why? Because they are occupied with the glories of this world. Brethren, we must be ready to leave the terrestrial if we must go into the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. We must be ready to want to leave the terrestrial to go into the things of the Spirit. We must be ready to leave the realm of the visible to go into the realm of the Spirit. We are so much used to physical things and physical manifestations, and we lose track of the presence of God. Better there is a body in the heavens. A body in the heavens. John saw that body as the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. Elisha saw that body when Elijah was taken up. Praise God. There is a body in the heavens. That is the same transfigured Jesus. It's a corporate body. A multi-membered body in the heavens that never passes away. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the nations underneath the earth shall perish, they shall pass away, they shall wax old, they shall die off. But there is a salvation that is reserved for those who can hear that will never pass away. Hallelujah. Amen. Eternal life is ours to keep, brethren. Let us be encouraged. Hallelujah. Amen. Because when those who enter, who receive this invitation, they get married to the Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And when you are married to the Christ, you inherit everything that belongs to the Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He that is joined to the Lord is what? One spirit. Paul says that he that is joined to the Lord is what? One spirit. You see this in 2 Corinthians. He that is joined to the Lord is what? One spirit. And this is what this marriage is all about. Hallelujah. Amen. When we begin to inherit everything that is the Lord. When Jesus Christ says, I and the Father are one, does it remind you of something? That is marriage. That is marriage. He said that I'm married to God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that if you have seen me, you have seen me. You have seen God because I'm married to God.
Amen.
I bear the name of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have left everything from God. For God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. You know, Thomas had asked Jesus, Jesus, show us the Father. Let us see the Father. And Peter turned and asked Thomas, Thomas, I've been with you all these years, all these months, and you still don't know me. Don't you know that if you have seen me, you have seen the Father? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look. Let God open our eyes to see the riches in glory that is reserved for those that love Him. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name, oh God. Hallelujah. We are hearing things that prophets, great men, over the ages sought to hear, they never heard it. Ancients, Abraham traveled for miles. The Israelites traveled for miles looking for inheritance. But they did not know the way to inheritance. But God has given to us today by revelation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Because Jesus Christ says, immediately after declaring that the Father, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. He says that the works that I do, you will do also. You know what people think that these works are? The three stages. you go and feast it up and you carry crushes. Hey, see what God has done. They think that that is what Jesus meant. Praise God. You feel a stature and have a revival and have deep revival, and then you say that you are doing the works of Jesus. That is, it is higher than that. Jesus is saying that you are going to reveal the same mystery that is revealing. Hallelujah. Because you are going to walk in the same mystery, this union with the Father. Hallelujah. So that when you walk on the earth, people see the Father in you. Oh, praise God. This is what the Bible calls the mystery of godliness. God made manifest in the flesh, the invisible God of glory. Hallelujah. Made manifest in this natural world, in the flesh. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is you. You are going to be the one to reveal that mystery, brethren. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the works that have been committed into the hands of the saints in this hour. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So, let us go now to the garment. Amen. The Bible says that they had what? A garment. Amen.
Amen.
You remember the parable of the virgins? The virgins had the garments on, isn't it?
Yes.
Then you also see that those people who were invited to the wedding in Matthew chapter 22 also had the wedding garments. Amen. Praise God. And you can see in the book of Revelations that the Bible says that a garment was given to her to wear. Hallelujah. Now, what is this garment? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember when he started to say, I'm naked? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know that man that said, I'm naked? You know who that man is?
Yes.
That's you. When you say, I'm naked, I'm a sinner. I'm unworthy of the glory of God. I'm mortal. Hallelujah. That's the sensation all men in this age walk in. They walk in the cave. Hallelujah. But the only way the sin consciousness and nakedness can be abolished is when we all sit at the feet of Jesus and feast. We are being invited to a feast today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, I think you will see how weddings are in the natural.
Yes.
Amen. I think you've been to big weddings. Amen. And you know women like that stuff a lot.
Of course.
Big weddings, big Rolls Royce and big cars. Fine suits and, you know, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And it's wonderful really, isn't it?
Yes.
But this thing's reality don't have what they call eternal value. They are only shadows of the great one that is to come, which is your marriage with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you are eating and you are drinking at a marriage, always remember that heavenly marriage that you are being invited to. Hallelujah. Amen. And why do you feast? When you are feasting, there's something. What does it mean to feast with the world? Hallelujah. You can see that the most important part of the ministry is our ability to fellowship with the Word of God. And listen to me.
Yes.
Our ability to fellowship with the Word of
God.
How will you know if you're not here? Amen. How can you walk in this thing that I'm saying if you don't know them? Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
And when you are feasting with the Lord, you know there used to be a veil that used to be over the face of the bride.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That veil is what is removed. Talk to the book of Isaiah chapter 25, from verse 6 to 8. These messages at times is good to go back to listen to them. Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 25, verse 6 to 8. Let me read that. Isaiah 25 verse 6 to 8. Are we there?
Yes, sir.
And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fast things, a feast of wines on the lees, a feast thing full of marrow of wines on the lees well refined, and he will destroy on this mountain the face of the covering cast over what?
People.
All people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the veil that is spread over all the nations, he will swallow up death in what?
Victory.
And the Lord shall wipe away all tears from off all their faces, and the rebuke of his people shall be taken away from all of the earth, for the Lord has spoken it. Can we repeat that? The Lord has
spoken it.
The Lord has
spoken it.
The Lord says that he shall not swallow up death in victory. Isn't it written that the last enemy to be destroyed is what?
Death.
What is death? What is death? It's a spiritual state of ignorance. It's a spiritual state of separation from God. Amen.
Amen.
When Adam died, wasn't he living on? You can be walking upon this earth and be a dust like a corpse, a zombie, a dead person. Amen.
Amen.
Obeying the voice of your master, the devil. Hallelujah. You cannot be walking on this earth as a dead man. Hallelujah. The dead are those who die, who cannot see, who cannot hear, who have no understanding. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I shall swallow up death in victory, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Upon this holy hill. But first of all, there is a feasting. There is a feasting. There is a drinking of wine. Hallelujah. There is a feasting of rich food upon God's bounty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is the marriage supper. Hallelujah. As you feast with the Lord, there is a destruction of death. Jesus Christ said what? Do this in remembrance
of me.
What do you do? What is he saying? When you feast with the Lord, it awakens you, it reminds you of divinity, of the Christ in you. It awakens you once more to your true divine self. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And the veil is what?
Removed.
You know? You see this veil? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The veil is a symbol of blindness, spiritual
blindness.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what that veil is removed, you see your oneness with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Then the omnipotent power is restored. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you begin to see yourself with a white garment. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You begin to see that you are perfect. Hallelujah. You are righteous. Do you know God created you righteous in his image and in his likeness? You must receive this revelation, brethren. You must know the truth. And let this truth, like our brother says, make you free. Set and make you free. Let this truth catapult you into a new life. This is the will of God for every man today. Amen. Let us enter into marriage. Hallelujah. Marriage is what God is calling us into. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Receive this invitation today. Praise God. Receive this invitation. And as you receive this invitation, there is a marriage feast being placed before you. Hallelujah. And God wants everybody in this ministry to sit down and sup with the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't get weary. Don't get tired. Amen. Somebody said, but look, brother, I have no job. You are talking, you know, things are too deep. I'm talking of job. Somebody said, brother, which one? I'm not well. Marriage. Seek ye first what?
The kingdom.
And what?
Yes.
What is the kingdom? Seek that. That is the secret. Amen. Seek it. You can abandon the kingdom and go out to look for those things, and when you get in a big problem, that will follow it. Amen. I know sisters, I know many, you know people confide in us when you are pastor, they will tell you their secret. I know many cases, people who after working for many years give up. Amen. And they go and get something for themselves. Amen. I know it's very difficult for ladies in Italy. Things are not easy. Amen. You see, but with the Lord, all things are possible. Hallelujah. I know people who left everything, abandoned the kingdom within, and went to obtain salvation for themselves. And when the trouble comes, serious ones, big problems, big ones. Amen. Big problems, no one really problem. Have you seen problems before? You know what these Arabs that you see out there today, you know they came out of Ishmael. You know they came out of Ishmael. It was out of impatience. Abraham tried to work out his salvation. He tried to do everything on his own, and he went to get the house girl pregnant. And that's where you have those Arab people today. And it's written in the Bible that they shall be a wild, wild people. See, and that's why you see a simple act of disobedience can lead to many, many disasters in our life. Hallelujah. Amen. Very, very important. We understand this is better. Hallelujah. Can we stand up? Amen.
Amen.
This kind of messages is good to listen to them again and again. Amen.
Amen.
They are on the website, on YouTube. Listen to them again and again. Amen. See, it's better to be silent than to criticize just immediately. Sit down first and listen. Eh? Then the Lord will give you light. Amen. Praise God. The Lord will give you light. Hallelujah. It is the Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. It's God's goodwill to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let us not be either for disturbed, troubled. Amen. Let us receive these words of grace and grow with them. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. When you have this kingdom within you, all things are possible. Or what shall it profit a man if he gains this world and does what? That is the way of this world. Amen. Everybody wants to gain this outer world, but people are dying. People are being separated from their source day and day for the glories of this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. When you begin to receive this invitation to marry to the Lord, brethren, let me tell you the truth. At times it can be lonely. You know what I mean? At times it can be what?
Lonely.
At times people will leave you. I've experienced, it's not new. Even the Jesus Christ came to a point, he told the disciples, "Or you want to leave me too? Are you ready to go over here?" I know. When you are like Jesus Christ went up the mountain, why did he take only three? The other disciples saw him going up, why didn't they follow? Where were the other people that were looking for miracles, and where were they? Only three people out of all the people in this whole world, only three people will ascend the mountain with Jesus. Why? Why is it so? Why does the number decrease when you are going up? Jesus Christ told them, "Look, I have no bread for you people. I have the word of life." And they said, "This man don't start. I beg. It's too tough. Eat bread and blood. I beg." They all left. And at all, maybe thousands of people, they all left. Only 11 left. And he told them, "Oh, you people want to go to?" Amen.
Amen.
So if you want to walk this path, it's a lonely path. Amen. It's not a thing for crowd. I told you that Elisha and Elijah were alone on the other side of the river. Where were the other people? Where were the prophets of 50? They're always on the other side, always talking and pointing and looking. They never go beyond. When Moses was standing before the burning bush, how many people were with him? He was the only one. It's a solitary walk. If you want to get to the pinnacle of Zion, get ready for solitary walk. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Get ready. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when this happens, when I see people going, I'm not surprised. Hallelujah. But I encourage you, brethren, look at the YouTube. Listen to these messages again and again. Hallelujah. Amen. With an open heart, and the Lord will shine light on you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we bless you.
Amen.
We glorify your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. King of glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for this invitation into life.
Thank you.
I am the Father and one. Thank you because you have called us into glory.
Yes.
You have called us to inherit everything that is the Father's. Everything that is God's is ours. Paul says that all things are yours by virtue of your marriage to the Lord. Hallelujah. We are eternally united with you, O God. Hallelujah. Amen. The wedding ring is a symbol of our unity with God. Amen. The wedding ring is a circle that without a beginning, without an end. Hallelujah. It speaks of eternity. A union that is unbreakable with the Lord. Hallelujah. Gold speaks of something that is eternal, divine. Hallelujah. And like I told you, the things in the natural are like parables. Hallelujah. So God is speaking about a union we have with Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are married to Him. Like the prodigal son was given a gold ring. a ring which so that he's married to the Father. We are one with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you because you have washed our sins away. You have blotted out all the transgressions by the blood. And you have purchased by the revelation of the Spirit. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Lift your people up. Lift your people up. Hallelujah. Cause your people to come to the unity of the faith upon Mount Zion. Unto oneness that is in you. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Those that are needy here, Father, touch them. Hallelujah. The needy here, touch them. Those without jobs, touch them. Hallelujah. Those that have physical conditions, touch them. Those that need a light, a revelation, and understanding, touch them. James says that if you lack wisdom, ask God. And God gives without partiality. How many of us ask God for wisdom? Ask God for wisdom. And he will illumine your eyes with wisdom.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be your name, oh, Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's thank God because people are coming under your shadow of your wings. And these are your people, oh God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We stand here just as ordinary servants. Servants to just stand as witnesses. And after that, we are gone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just like that servant you sent to get the wife of Isaac. Hallelujah. The servant went there and got a wife and brought the wife to Isaac. Hallelujah. That is what our work is here. Hallelujah. To give the golden ring to the wife. Hallelujah. And the golden bangle to the wife. Hallelujah. So that they are united once more. Hallelujah. And the friend of the bridegroom stands aside and rejoices. Hallelujah. When they are united. Blessed be your name, O King. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Some words for my, you may be seated.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As the pastor was concluding the prayer, as he was praying, the Lord showed me a baked cake. You know, the cake is like a mountain, you know, well baked. Immediately with the cake, he showed me the ladder that was together with the cake. The Lord, this about what he has been speaking about, that you should come to feast with him, Lord Almighty. That you should come, you know, the cake is being baked for you to, with a ladder, to climb, to go to the peak, tip of the mountain to dine with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then, the first when Sister Gladys was exalting us with the word, the Lord showed me a table. The table was prepared with the cloth, you know, the cloth well decorated with the embroideries around the table. Then on top of the table, there was golden slippers, you know, placed on top of that dress table. That's the Lord revealed to me when she was giving us the exaltation. Then while we are doing the praise and worship, then our brother Collins was saying, he said that we should stop binding and biding, if I should, that we should, too much time, you waste much of your time in binding and casting. Why don't you pray for yourself and ask and proclaim to your life what you want instead of much binding and casting the devil out. So as you were praying, the Lord opened my eyes. I saw a light. Yeah, I saw a light from the sky, you know, illumining the place. So if God should open your eyes, you too can see these things. Just be still that moment. This is what the Lord showed to me this morning.